J-A-M, Jam!
The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Oh my gosh, that is such a great song.
Do you like that song?
I love that. It's a jam, Paul. Best friend, Sophie Tucker. I don't know why, just love it.
We had it cranked.
Crank it up.
Yep.
Cloudy, windy day with a high near 40, and then tomorrow mostly cloudy and 35. It's 30 right now at the Cumulus compound. 419-240-1055 to call and play along, text us, call us, whatever. I think Valentine's Day has always been made for women because a man decided to do that long time ago because it may be a guarantee that they get a little something-something on that day. Probably true.
Okay.
Okay, I guess.
Well, I'm hearing your day is in March.
Yeah, it is. I wasn't even aware of March 14th, but I like where that's headed.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Steak and something extra.
You guys need to get Opal as your minister.
Opal Covey.
Opal Covey to marry people.
Yeah, we could, but we have Ursula.
We do.
And well, she's just as lively.
We're marrying 105 up to 105 couples on Valentine's Day. Get all the details by texting the word arrow to 419-240-1055. It's free.
We were gonna, but she's not ordained.
The prophetess.
Oh.
Do we know that? She might be. We don't know. We know Ursula's legit. When when you get married at our gig, yeah.
Too legit.
Church of the Poison Mind.
That's us. All right, listen to the Super Bowl story. This is such a good one, man. I love these feel-good stories. You're getting them. Pre-game's already started, by the way. It's on right now. For the next up until kickoff at 6:30.
Awesome.
I wish the kickoff was like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but whatever. That's the wrong one. Where is it? Here it is. A Viking fan did something really cool. This dude from Minnesota, he won two Super Bowl tickets in a raffle earlier in the year. And he's a huge Vikings fan, and, you know, the Vikings didn't make it. He does not want to go because they lost to the Eagles, and he doesn't want to be there in case the Eagles win. So what did he do? He said, it'd be too painful. He recently read a story about a 13-year-old kid from New Jersey named Cole Fitzgerald who's been fighting cancer since he was 3 years old. He's a huge Eagles fan. Instead of selling the tickets for a few thousand dollars each, which he could, the guy got in touch with a charity called Spare Key. So somebody flies out last weekend to surprise Cole with the tickets. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. Pretty cool.
The guy who gave wants to remain anonymous, so we don't know who it is, which is what a humble heart that guy has. He says that he's glad that somebody who wants to see the Eagles play in the Super Bowl will get to be there. It's not clear who Cole's taking with him. His family won't even have to pay for him to get to Minneapolis. Delta donated a flight, plane tickets, and a hotel chain. Country Inn and Suites is putting him up in a room.
Cool.
Nice.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
See, sports does that to people. That's really cool. And Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So way to go, dude.
Did you see the the Bud Light Dilly Dilly thing? Did you see the Philly?
No.
It's on my Facebook page, but from about a week or so ago, but the whole medieval, the knight comes out and does this whole speech, and at the end he goes, "So for you Eagle fans, one time, Philly.
Nice. All right, I'll check it out. It's Brad Crown, Royal German, by the way. Oh, my gosh, you put the Chief Wahoo thing up there.
That's funny.
That is funny. That's what they ought to change it to. All right, I'll have to look that up. All right, 9:21. Let me get to a break, and we're going to come back with...